time for the In the Conversation podcast with Funny Man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. Black History Year, Women's History Year, Black Women's History Year. It's a lot of history in here, you know?
Ain't no black history without black women's history, okay?
How about that?
Bird up.
Tupac care if don't nobody else care. I don't know. It just felt appropriate. What's good with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, having a little sad moment. Not sad, but you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. You know, one of those goddamn, you know, I wasn't expecting this today ass moments. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So, you know, I'm taking, Merlot in to get a little routine maintenance and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I wanted them to check, I had a small leak, but when the last time I did some work, they had removed some shits and replaced some gaskets and shit. So I'm like, yo, you know, last time y'all did the work, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, it's been a little drippy drip. You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, we're going to have them put it up on the thing, you know what I'm saying? We'll look at it, test it, and see what's going on. I bet, you know what I'm saying? Call me back today with $10,000 worth of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait. Well, this and that. And then I'm like, hold up, man. I ain't never heard. Now, you know how like when your belts is off and they start squeaking?
Yeah.
They talking about my shit wasn't squeaky when I brought it to you. Well, you know, it could have been in the cold. You know, do you have it in the garage? Oh, yeah, I have it in the garage. But, you know, yeah, it got cold. So what the fuck the cold got to do with my goddamn belts and shit, man? You know what I mean? So he's rattling off all this shit. I'm like, hold up, man. We ain't finna do this today. Nah, that ain't happening. Break it down. You know what I'm saying? It's still way more than what I, you know, anticipated to be. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So I had a budget in mind. You know, anytime you go in for a routine, whatever, you know, do the whole breakup, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be something. Mm-hmm. But I was not expecting this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man.
So now shit. I'm like, shit, let me call you the fuck back, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the middle of the contemplation. Do I go get, you know what I'm saying, second opinion? You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, you take it to a second opinion, you don't, how I'm going to trust the second nigga? I don't know what the second nigga going to be on. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And so it's like, these niggas ain't never screwed me over before, but there's always a first time. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wait, shit. I was like, well, shit, I might have to just park Miss Merlot for a minute, goddamn, because I ain't got it for you today, man.
Damn. Yeah, that's a big ticket right there. Unexpected ticket. And you know what I don't like about them tickets, those type of tickets, is because you, to your point, you don't know. And they know you don't know. So I would say get a second. Well, how did you find this first person? How'd you come across them?
They were right behind my building, actually. When I was about to move to the building, I saw the shit on Google Maps. I'm like, oh, they got an import shop right there. That was before I even shipped the car down there. I'm like, okay, they could run the check on it. Looked them up. They had great reviews. I asked a few people about them. Mm-hmm. Everybody gave them, you know what I'm saying, these niggas are solid, they clean, they had to take care of your shit, you know what I'm saying? They doing all kind of shit over there, so like I said, I ain't never had no reason not to trust the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, this, you know what I'm saying? A couple of the things he said, they been saying ever since I took it to him the first time, and I've been avoiding, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you know, we think you may need to rebuild your transmission, but you know what I'm saying? You know, it ain't giving you no problems, but you know what I'm saying? I would keep an eye on that. So, of course, they always go back to that. That's half the ticket. That's $6,000 right there, like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been avoiding that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've been with the Matrix on that shit, leaning back from that, because I'm like, I don't feel no transmission. My shit ain't slipping. Right. My shit rolling. I mean, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
praying over the car.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. So, so I've been avoiding that. But then now they add, you know, of course, of all of the regular stuff. Again, that's already going to be a certain number. Then
labor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then, but then, you know, the little, then the little this and the little that, nigga. Yeah, you might need a hood pad. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, I don't need no fucking hood pad, man. Shit is from 1985, nigga. You don't need a hood pad. But hood pad wasn't much of a problem. So, all right, fuck it. Give me the hood pad. That wasn't one of the big ticket items. You know what I'm saying?
He can't start nickel and diming. Like, all right, well, fuck that shit. We don't need that. We don't need that.
We don't need a
now,
hood
how much
pad,
that take it down? How much that take it down?
Oh, that's 200? Only that's only 400, man. Oh, shit.
Well, fucking put it back on. Put the shit back on, nigga. Give me my pad.
What's this other shit now? I'm doing that right. I'm doing the itemization of this ticket. And wondering, you know what I'm saying, when the fuck I'm going to get this shit done. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or if I'm going to go to a new motherfucker, start fresh.
A whole new vehicle? Shop. Oh, okay, new okay, shop. Okay. Yeah. Damn.
So that's today's dilemma. That. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nobody want to hear that and all that shit they talking about. Nobody want to hear it, but here we are.
That's the curse of the foreign car and the foreign luxury car and the foreign luxury fucking, you know, classic car.
Right.
The maintenance is what it gets you when you right. gotta maintain. Woo-woo. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Shit, I had a little car situation too. It ain't a $10,000 situation, I tell you
mine
that.
Mine ain't finna be a $10,000 situation either. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They had another option where we could rebuild this part of it and that part of it, and then, you know what I'm saying, that drops it down considerably.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, gotcha. So it's, you know, but it's still like, do I even want to, where do I start? You know what I mean?
I start with my car woe by being thirsty. Being a thirsty motherfucker. Not even being thirsty. Yes, thirst is there too, but just being impatient. And it's funny because I've been saying this behind the wheel and just in life, relax, chill. What you rushing for? Mm-hmm. You know, like, take your time. Go ahead. Now, you know what I mean? Chill. Like, that's been a little quiet mantra. And I've been adapting it. I typically plan my day in a way to where I don't have to rush, you know? So Sunday, I was going out to see my sister and my brother-in-law. We're going to have dinner and watch a movie. And I had a show later on that night or whatever. So, you know, I'm like, let me bring something out there. You know what I'm saying? Just size of appetite. Let me go bring some type of offering. Even though they don't be wanting shit, but you know, it's my family, so it's all good to come in there empty handed. But I just want to come through with something. So around the same time, I had come across fucking algorithm. I had come across this black vegan donut spot. So black owned business, right in smack dab in the middle of Brooklyn Heights. First black owned business, Brooklyn Heights. Wow. Big deal. Right? So the name of the spot is Cloudy Donuts. They got a big ass sign that says, "Donut, stop believing." You know. you know what I mean? There's a story behind this cat. You know what I'm saying? One time he was incarcerated. He's been out. He's been independent, you know, businessman or whatever. And I guess somehow he got into the culinary arts, the baking side of things. They got damn near 40 different donuts, vegan donuts. Now, I wasn't, you know, vegan shit, especially like a vegan donut. I don't know about that. But maybe 2 weeks prior, somebody came past the comedy club and they had these chocolate vegan donuts. They was like, "Yo, you want a donut?" I was like, "Yeah." They were like, "It's vegan." So I'm like, so already I got the scrutiny chew, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Taste what's wrong with the shit. Shit was fine. It was all right. I was like, all right, well, maybe the vegan donuts don't taste off. And the shit looked nice, whatever, whatever. I like to support a good black business when I can. It's a good story to tell, blah, blah, blah. So I called the person, I called the shop the day before, like, yo, because I see, you know, the shit, them shits be selling out fast. So I said, look, what time, because they do like a drop. You know, that's the model now. Mm-hmm. You know, they take the, like, the Supreme drop, and they use that type of shit on everything now. So they like, as long as you get here before noon, you straight. So I'm like, oof, noon on a Sunday, and I got two late shows on Saturday. But I'm like, all right, bet. And this is spring forward, so, you know, you losing an hour. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I go to sleep dumb late for a motherfucker that want to wake up and get on the road and do this shit. Anyway, I wake up around, my goal was to be on the road by like 10:30. I got on the road probably about 11. And then I'm driving, and I'm just almost there. And as I'm getting close, you know, and it's Sunday, so I shouldn't even have been all the way tripping. But, you know, parking spots are real tight around that area. You know what I'm saying? Especially around this time and all of this other shit. So as I'm pulling up, I see somebody with one of the little cloudy donut boxes. So I said, okay, I'm looking at the GPS. I must be in the vicinity. You know what I'm saying? So I see an open parking spot. And here go Thirsty D. Move and hit a quick, sharp right to pull into the parking spot. No need to do that. Did not consult with a fucking rear view mirror. Soon as I turned, it's motherfucker coming through on the damn... A delivery guy coming through on the scooter. I'm like, oh, shit. We nipped each other. He kept going. Fine with me. Yeah, fine with me. But he kept going. It was on me. You know what I'm saying? My man might not have had no documentation. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to get caught up in none of the flim flam. He kept it moving. And look, if you ain't hurt, I ain't hurt, but... my whip might be a little hurt, so I go outside. And it's a nice little scratch on the joint. It's nothing crazy, but you know how when, you know, the scratches, it just hurts your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all you see. It's not disgusting, but it's maddening, because if I just fucking been cool, none of that shit would have happened. Mm. I could only blame myself. Those are the worst L's. When nobody defeated you but you. And I'm like, God damn. And I done had some shit like this happen before where shit got scrapped. I already know what type of money we looking at. You know what I'm saying? Because if I play, you know, Deductible Danny, I know what I'm going to be dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even sure if a double deductible is going to hit my motherfucking, you know, my whole rate situation. So I'm still sitting on it. I got to think about it. But fuck me up. And ultimately, I got to the spot. This was the kicker. I got to the spot. There was a mother, one, just one. There was one motherfucking free parking spot right in front of the spot, right directly across the street from the donut spot.
Oh, wow.
I was sick because the spot where it all happened was probably about three blocks and around the corner. Oh, so wow. I wasn't even really that close. Mm-hmm. Man, I was so sick when I did all that shit. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to see what's what. But I will say this, after all of that, I will say, shout out to Cloudy Donut. The motherfucking donuts is pretty fire. I'm not going to lie to you. They got a lot of different flavors. There was one flavor I came for that was sold out. It was the brown butter chocolate chip cookie donut, because I make a good brown butter chocolate chip cookie, so I wanted to see how that was going to be as a donut. But I got like a few different flavors. I got peanut butter and jelly donut, which I think was the best one. Then I got a lemon blueberry pound cake, which I didn't have. My brother-in-law had that. He thought it was great. Then it was a strawberry lemonade joint that was fire. And then it was a sugarberry donut. And the cool thing is the cat, I forget his name, but I'm asking them, you know, they got like 40, but they ain't had like 40 flavors then, but they had a good amount of flavors. You know me, Johnny Indecision. I'm asking, so which one is your favorite? He's like, man, they all my favorite. I cook them all, you know, da 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 da. He's like, this your first time here? I was like, yeah. So he just gave me a free donut like a, you know what I'm saying, like they used to do to the crack fiends. So I ate the donut in front of them and shit. I was like, oh, this shit is fire. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, salute to Cloudy Donuts. And, yeah, use your mirrors. Long story short, use your mirrors. Don't be so thirsty.
So you saying you hit the man because you just wanted to make the motherfucking lane change?
I wasn't even making a lane change. There wasn't no lane. I was pulling up the block, and I seen a parking spot. So, and it was a good enough parking spot to where I didn't have to go past it and back in. So I'm veering into the joint. And as I'm veering into the shit, I did not see my man because I'm so caught up in the euphoria or the thirst of getting to the spot before I should have. And that motherfucker, I was sick. It's a sick moment. It was a sick moment.
It is what it is. So, you going to do about your scratch?
I'm going to probably go ahead and get it done, get it fixed up. You know what I'm saying? I might have another scratch. I'll try to bundle it with another scratch. You know what I'm saying? With some shit like that. But it's just like how you said. Well, it wasn't exactly what you said, but I'm sure the feeling is, you know, when you bring, and I didn't bring it in for no diagnostic or whatever, but when certain shits, certain line items appear on the budget out of nowhere. There's a moment. Still to this day, there's a bit of, you know what I mean? I don't want to say full on trauma, but there's a moment of, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. So there's, you know, maintenance. That's what it comes down to sometimes. The fucking maintenance. That maintenance will kill you because you never know when it's going to happen.
So, right.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna let it ruin my day. You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
Shit. As my grandma said, you can't get pee from a tree. God damn it. If I ain't got it, it ain't happening. So.
I dig it. I can dig that. Where you at stress level wise? Are you good at managing your stress levels?
I try to. Wow, what's happening?
No, I'm just chilling. I'm asking. I was looking at somebody's video, and they, you know, not even just their video, but they, you know, talking about how stress is a killer, you know, we always talk about people, you know, you see all these situations with people having these mental health breaks and things of that nature, or, you know, people, you know, taking their own lives and shit like that, or, you know what I'm saying, people just bugging out, you know, and, I try to very much monitor what gets me excited or gets me upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do process the feeling, but then I kind of let that shit wash over me. Like, all right, it is what it is. Can't, you know what I mean? What you say, can't get pee from a tree. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm just trying to be very, you know, like, I've been trying to be on some as much wellness as I could control.
Right.
You know, as much as I can. So I was just curious, you know what I'm saying, where you at as far as that type of thing goes?
Well, I'm pretty known for, you know what I'm saying, being cool under the pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, my stress, though, It's a smolder type of stress, you know what I mean?
Simmer.
It's not even a simmer. It's a smolder is a lot more intense than a simmer. You know what I'm saying? Smolder is like hot lava. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Simmer is like, you know what I'm saying, tomato sauce. So.
Yeah.
So for me, what happens is, you know, I can manage a lot, you know what I mean? I'm managing a lot, right? And then, you know, there are times where the shit just get kind of out of control, you know what I mean? And you still managing it, and it's a lot going on, like, internally, you know what I'm saying? I don't never show it a lot outwardly or physically, you know what I'm saying? I might pick up the pace, or I might be more frenetic, or I might, you know what I'm saying, start talking faster, moving faster. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times it's just you fighting all these battles at once, and you're thinking through them, and you're trying not to let your emotions get into the mix of them. You know what I'm saying? Because when your emotions get into the mix of them, then that's when the spiral happens. You know what I mean? You just, you stop being able to work through it and you start just reacting to it as opposed to moving forward and fixing shit. So for me, I'm like, my man, that's why that quote, I might have said this shit on here 16 times. You know what I'm saying? The quote from the 30 for 30 by Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Bubba Chuck, he's smooth. He like a duck. He's smooth on top, but under that water, he kicking like hell. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, people will look at you and be like, oh, he cool. But a lot of times, you just fighting a whole lot at one time. And it's probably not the healthiest shit. You know what I'm saying? It's probably could be killing me. You know what I mean? But that's how I process shit. You know, I probably need to go outside and just scream like my man Zakai Free taught me. You know what I'm saying? We was up in the concert in D.C. at the Dead Prez joint. And he was just walking through that bitch hollering at the top of his young lungs. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? He's like, man, it's primal. You got to let that shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, the society has broken down, you know what I'm saying, yelling. You know what I'm saying? And as humans, we need that shit. You know what I'm saying? We have all this shit in us. We can't roar. You know what I mean? He's like, man, you got to let that shit out. And when you in places like this, you can let it out without looking crazy. I'm like, damn, I ain't never thought about no shit like that. You know, as he was saying it, I'm like, nigga, you crazy. But then you get home and you start working through shit and you feel like, damn, maybe I do need to scream. You know what I'm saying? And we fucked around and toyed with the idea of doing a scream festival. But people would just gather to make noise, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be human like we used to be. Like, society has broken down all that get loud shit. Unless you live if you live in the projects or jail, you know what I'm saying, where it's unregulated.
That's all you can do. That's your only freedom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just unregulated like that. But when you in proper society and shit, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers want you to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? You in your parents' house, be quiet. You know what I mean? You a kid, be quiet. You know, but really, we might need to, you know what I'm saying, get loud. You know what I mean? Like Lil Jon them and shit. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, nah. I do that shit every so often around the crib. I don't scream. I be like, grrr! Do that dumb shit. That fucking drill shit. It just feel good. Make you feel a little younger, too. But I just be in the midst of nowhere. I be in my kitchen washing dishes. And that shit just, it's a fucking... It's one of them things. It just let it go. Like, let it go. It's a release valve. Fuck that, man. Get it off.
Yeah, that reminded me, dog. One of my stress relievers, and I didn't even really pay it attention until I just ran through a process one time, and I'm like, oh, shit, that must be a stress reliever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You catch up, you get in one of these stressing moments, or you thinking through some stressful shit, and then a nigga do the beatbox. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just bust out a beat on the beatbox right quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, some shit like that. Just to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then it automatically must release some type of chemical that be like, nah, nigga, you good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then you just keep moving. But I ain't really noticed it till one time I did it. I was like, wait a minute. Is this a stress reliever? The beatbox? Look at Hip Hop Saving Lives. Shout out to Hip Hop 50th. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go. The primal drum. Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to all of them. The human beatbox Dougie. Yeah.
Burn up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of them things. It's one of them things. It's so funny because there are probably things that we all do to relieve stress that is unconscious. And that could be the shit keeping us alive. Just doing some old wild shit. You know, but yeah, man, that primal scream shit is real. I haven't really indulged in it, but I do respect it. I do respect it because the shit look like freedom. It do. It look like freedom. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing when you see like little kids when they running around and shit like that, and they just make a fucking shit ton of noise just because they kids and they haven't been suppressed yet. You know, and the expression, and you just realize, that's nature. Mm-hmm. That's some nature shit.
Yeah, but we suppressed the hell out of that shit.
Oh, yeah. Motherfuckers. Yeah. B be dead.
Stop making all that damn noise.
Yeah, right. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You crazy? Like a damn fool. Get all that judgment, you know? That should be crazy. Oh, man. So, yeah, so that's that, man. What else cracking with you?
Oh, man, that's it, man. Shit. You know, Bev was out here last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She was hosting the BET Her Awards out here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what are the BET Her Awards exactly?
I think it's an event. It's not like a televised award show. It's an event they do. They celebrate women who are doing the thing, kicking off Women History Year. And, you know, Bev was hosting, you know what I'm saying? MC Light was MC Light. What's the comedian?
Lunel?
No. She's LGBTQ comedian with the low cut. Like, got waves and shit. I think you put me on to it once before.
Paris Sachet?
Nah.
She older, younger?
Younger. She young.
She got low, what color? Gold hair? Blonde hair?
No. Regular hair like a fade.
Oh.
It was her. It was a few other people, you know what I'm saying? But they were there. You know what I mean? MC Light was the highlight for me.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
Oh, Tashonda, was there. The lady who's CEO. She used to be at Chase. Now she at TIAA, which I think is under Chase. One of the most powerful women in Fortune 500 companies. You know what I'm saying? I think one of two black CEO women in America. Yeah. So
That's big. That's a lot of power in the room.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Where was that at?
That was at the Thompson Hotel in Buckhead. Where, you know, small little gathering. It was intimate, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tavia Pitts, who this was her baby, brainchild. To bring the women together to celebrate every year. So we did that, you know what I'm saying? It was, you know, always a fun time when Bevy hits the streets. You know what I'm saying? So you know. The libations was vibrant and
Celebration, extravaganza.
Exactly. Yeah. The energy was up and it felt up, you know, rooftop party afterwards, you know what I'm saying? The Thompson is already, it's, you know, like a little chic little boutique hotel, but they have like a private club on the top floor. It's kind of like their own little version of the Soho House, members only type joint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, we was up there, you know, overlooking the city. So it was good vibes, you know what I'm saying? Good vibes. Nice. Shout out to Miss Lawrence was there, you know what I'm saying? That's fam. So everybody was in the building. Renee Billy was up in there. So Yeah. It was a New York time almost.
That sounds good. That sounds like a nice little situation.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Cool. So
got into that, you know what I'm saying? I almost slipped, though, because I thought, you know, it was BET. I thought it was, you know, I didn't know it was a extravaganza, you know what I'm saying? Like a full-on.
Oh, like a gala.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I almost, you know what I'm saying, slipped. And fucked casual. Around and it went too casual, but you know what I'm saying? I put on a casual fit that could go both ways. You know what I'm saying? So it's a fit that I usually would wear. You know what I'm saying? But then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just throw my one of my suit jackets on with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it all matched up, it all lined up in the navy color monochromatic scheme, and threw it on with the casual fit, but it dressed it up, you know what I'm saying, enough to be in the room and be respectable, you know what I'm saying? So tailored top, you know what I'm saying, you know, it'll put you, keep you in the game. Shout out to Terry Corbett, keep a nigga in the game. That's the secret of sweatsuits. I mean, the secret of suits is that they are just as easy to rock as a sweatsuit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Fucking play.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whoop, whoop. You know what I mean? You ain't got to really think about shit. Just, okay, that's the suit. You know what I'm saying? And you at the top of the game. You know,
as long as the fit is good.
Yeah, as long as you got the good fit, you know what I'm saying? That's what the you know, the tailor come into play, get you together, get you a nice little set. Then that shit always hanging up. It ain't never like balled up in the corner or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? The shit always ready. Just when it's time to go, that make it kind of easy to rock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Easy to get respectable on their ass.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. The ill-fitting suit is a nasty look. You're trying. You might get some points, you know what I mean? Participation trophy.
Yeah.
An ill-fitting suit sometimes is like, there's got to be some context behind it. You know what I mean? Like,
That's the thing. I might have fell victim to an ill-fitted, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody has. It's part of the learning process.
Even when it was fitted, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, the J. Crew experience type shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, it's a nice suit jacket, but it ain't for you, you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It might got the length, might have your shoulders right, but then right around the waist area might be too flared because, you know, they ain't really make it for a tall, skinny nigga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be tall and long, you're probably going to be big too, so we going to, you know, give you extra space. So, so before you know, you don't know, you know what I'm saying? So you don't be prepared. Like, you know, I was never all the way prepared for a full dress-up moment. I could dress. I could put on some clothes. But if a motherfucker say, yo, got this shit tonight, you be like, you know what I'm saying? You might, you going to be off. I'm going to lose somewhere along the line. You know what I'm saying? Might have my suit right, but then, goddamn, my socks. I got to compromise on my socks. Got a plain-ass sock. You know what I mean?
But
during the pandemic, I was like, I'm coming out this bitch different. You know what I'm saying? I consulted with a professional, and the professional got me together. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you got 5-6 of them motherfuckers just lined up, ready to go when you ready, you prepared. You know what I'm saying? You prepared. You know what I'm saying? You got a few pair of shoes ready to go. It's a different ball game when you already thought it out than when you just trying to improvise.
Yeah. You on point. You ready to go. They ain't catch you slipping.
They ain't catch me slipping. Not this time. I almost slipped, though, because I wasn't going to put it on. Oh, her name's Sam J is that comedian I was talking about.
Oh, Sam J. Yeah, shout out to Sam J. Yeah,
she ain't got waves. She got a little hot top.
Okay. Yeah, she be going back and forth with it. Yeah. Old Sam J.
Yeah.
Speaking of high top, do you see Jermaine Dupri running around with a high top now?
It must be a hair weave.
Yeah, they just out there with it.
That nigga been bald for a long time.
I know. Everybody know, but it's just like it's like I don't know. He think cats forgot, or he just don't give a fuck. It is what it is. It's cosplay, whatever. But he out here with a full on hot top, man. I was like, oh shit!
Oh,
and the crazy shit was, nobody is really tripping. That's the wild thing, because I don't know.
Augmented surgery around here, man. Ain't nobody tripping on nothing.
It's a different world.
Everybody's an avatar here these days.
You said everybody's an avatar. Yeah, man.
You know, if women just gonna wear weave all the time and augment their bodies, you know, shit, Jermaine Dupri could wear a high top fade. Everybody know he's already bald, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, he just better hope, you know, he ain't in the wrong spot with no damn pranksters and shit. And he
snatch his
hot top off.
Yeah, that's terrible. That is a terrible moment. Now, if somebody snatched your hot top off, do you give chase? Or you just kind of let it be what it is? what's the protocol? Is it like?
I mean,
this shit can't be cheap.
Hey, my man around the corner that used to cut my hair in Bed Stuy, he stopped cutting hair. Nigga, he was like, man, I make way too much money doing these man weaves. He's like, shit. Yes. Yeah, he got the one that lasts a month, cost $600.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
He got the one that lasts a week or two, you know what I'm saying? They $200.
It's about $7,200.
What?
A year.
Wow. You know, some niggas probably gonna let that shit rock a little longer, try to repaste that bitch.
Let that shit, yeah.
You know, nigga gonna try to repaste that bitch and go get it touched up. I think a touch up is like $100 or some shit. So nigga might go get it touched up a few times before they re up.
Gotcha. Okay.
They might get it touched. You know, you gotta get that fade. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure the artwork is done in order for it to look right now.
Sure, your foundation is secure.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't let your fade grow all the way out and expose your line.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. What are we talking about? So, what else is going on? Shit. You know what, man? Let's get into these shows. Let's talk about these shows, man. Mm-hmm. Where you want to start? You want to start in Detroit? Or you want to start in motherfucking LA?
Might as well start in LA. They bullshitting, but
yeah. This episode was kind of it was a little. Now I would say it was uneventful because there was a couple things that happened, but getting a little nervous. Just a little bit nervous. But this episode, let me think of, because, you know, I watched it probably Thursday, right? And sometimes I haven't rewatched it. But what I do remember, which one of the funniest things that I think is hilarious is just some hood shit, which is funny. Nigga try to better himself. Mm-hmm. Is now the nigga D calling Leon Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. He said, "Oh, look at old Malcolm X. What this nigga about to do?" that shit is too funny. Because Leon is, he can't be in and out. He can't play both sides. You want to be the savior, but then you still in the wild. You still in the trap. And you, there's no rules. You trying to be HR director of the Wild Wild West. You know, you coming back after you done been gone. You been absentee. You like an absentee father come back and want to discipline his kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now these kids is wild. Now we don't listen to you. We don't even damn near respect you. We happy you here. It's cool. We take a photo together. You know what I'm saying? Go get some sneakers or something. But on that, but you're not going to tell me I can't hang out no more. So this is what's going on now. He coming back to the environment and he's enlightened. You know, he see the potential in everybody and everything. Mm-hmm. And he want to kind of manifest that. And it's kind of fucking up business. Mm-hmm. You know, he sees my man. Is my man's name Einstein?
Yeah, Einstein.
So he see, you know, and Einstein has always been one of those. He's always been in the gifted program of the hustlers. You know what I'm saying? He always, you know what I mean? He was always the guy that he shouldn't be here. This kid is like Rain Man damn near. You know, he just know how to do the shit with the numbers and all of that. Mm-hmm. He's college bound if anybody else in the hood is.
Right.
And Leon see it, but he also sees that Einstein ain't really hitting the books like he used to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Einstein has got his head all the way in the game and he's, you know, counting up and all of this other shit, but he's like living a very, in Leon's opinion, very short-sighted life. Mm-hmm. So Leon kind of pulled him to the side on some old, you know, parent-teacher conference type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, man. You got, you know, he like a guidance counselor. Look, you got talent. You could be bigger than all of this shit. This ain't nothing. This is a short, this road don't lead to much, you know, blah, blah, blah. You need to get back into the game. You need to start doing your homework again. You need to start reading these books, looking at some of these college pamphlets. The world is your oyster. Trust me. I've been to Africa. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And for a high second, it worked. For a high second, you know, Einstein like, you know what? I am smart. I forgot. You know what? That's true. Fuck this shit. So he start getting to it. D see that shit. This motherfucker, you know, he falling, he wilding out on the conveyor belt. You know what I'm saying? We need you to get right back to it. So D After Einstein, this is the crazy shit. Einstein, he counting all of the money. He know exactly what the money is coming in. Mm-hmm. He break them off a little baby bankroll. Here, mm-hmm. hold that. That's for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And seemed like it might have somewhat satiated Einstein. You know what I'm saying? But there's that. And then later on, we're going to talk about the Leon Dion situation, the standoff at the end. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the Leon situation. And you also got, you got your man Franklin, who is frantic as ever, who's wilding from the door. You know, mom's and his lady. What's the lady named? V? What's V's real name? What's her name again? What's her whole name?
V. Fuck it.
Okay, V and mom's. Mm-hmm. V and mom's seem to have gotten some information, got some sensitive information, but it ain't everything. It's not, it's, they at the, go, they within the 20-yard line. They ain't crossed the pylon yet. This ain't a touchdown. And Franklin was thinking this was going to be a Hail Mary play. He thought we was going to be dancing in the end zone at this point. Come to find out, nah, nigga, we just got a first down. Mm-hmm. We still got more game to play. He is sick. He's spazzing on the moms and everything like that, wilding. Yo, Frank and his tantrums are the funniest part of the show, bro.
Spoiled brat ass nigga.
Yeah, man. He be having them tantrums. He be spazzing. He spazzed out and go in the other room, and she come in. Look, man, you can't be spazzing like that's my mom's. She about to leave, this, that, and the other thing. All right, back. So he's like, you know, you're right. You know what I'm saying? I'll come back out there. I'm gonna make shit right. So, you know, there's that. Franklin go meet up with Kane. You know what I'm saying? And because he's looking like these niggas ain't making enough money out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What's going on? I need to do some quality control. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what's going on. See what's going on with this factory. Mm-hmm. He goes, talks to Kane. Kane like, yeah, man, you got my blessing to go, you know, discipline my workers. You know, whatever you say is, I'm, you know, consider me the mouthpiece. Whatever you say is from me. Go mm-hmm. in there. You got carte blanche. Mm-hmm. Franklin come in there like the supervisor, drunk off power, just drunk off a fifth of power. This nigga is intoxicated.
It's like a mid-level manager and shit.
Yes. Yeah. He checking everybody. Get these kids out of here. Kids, get the fuck out of here. What's wrong with you kids in here? This is a trap house. Pointing around. Don't worry about who I am. I'm the motherfucker coming in here to check all of this shit. Then homie, one cat who done did the knowledge, he knew who he was, but he don't want to really give him his real respect. He's want to let him know I know. I want to let you know I know who you are, and also I want to let you know I don't give a fuck who you are, saint. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So Franklin said, oh, word. Franklin snatched the damn pot off the stove. Hit the man with the ill solar plex chop. Hadouken! Fuck his whole solar plex. Lost all his wind. Grabs him by his cranium. Pow! Put him on the eye of the stove. Burned the shit out of his cheek. Mm-hmm. Nasty. Boom, boom. Get the fuck out of here. Kick him in the ass. Get out of here. And whoever else don't want to work, y'all can get the fuck out too. He was on some real Christopher Walken, King of New York type shit. So then a couple stragglers stayed. And, you know, nigga get his cheek burnt. He got to feel away. You know what I'm saying? You see that every time you look in the mirror. So there's obviously some payback to expect. And, you know, I'm going to let you go ahead and you talk about some of this shit.
Ah, man, you know, Franklin in his supervisor role, you know, it's a little, mm-hmm. all of this shit is a little unbelievable to me because Franklin really could never fight, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he come in with a suit and he karate chop a nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It, you know, and was able to manhandle a nigga enough to put his face to the goddamn stove and burn it.
With one arm.
Yeah. Now, that's a mm-hmm. little unbelievable that a nigga in the trap would not resist. You know what right. I'm saying? When they was already resisting. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So that right there was like, come on, they taking this character. They've wrote these characters way out of form. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they've taken, it's like Jerome went from, you know what I'm saying, a neighborhood saint to no redeemable values at all. Nigga has no, nigga's just written off. You know what I'm saying? They just wrote this nigga out of the script. They should have just killed him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
To make him, I guess they needed a honorable, they needed a villain, but you know what I'm saying? It's against everything that was in the show Bible. You know what I'm saying? This guy was the one who advised against all of this shit. You know what I mean? And now he the worst nigga out. And another thing I see with the Snowfall community is that, you know, everybody is rooting for Franklin, right? No matter, like, he can't do no wrong in the people's eyes, but he's done so much wrong that it's like, it's almost, you ain't really got nobody to root for no more. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know Franklin, you know Leon ain't gonna make it back to Africa. Wanda gonna fuck around and be on crack real quick. Everything's the shit. You know what I'm saying? The mama ain't virtuous no more. She a whole goddamn international spy. goddamn Franklin is, you know what I'm saying, an impetuous brat running around LA.
Unchecked.
You know what I'm saying? Down $70 million. Shit, it's nobody to root for. You ain't rooting for Oso. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really don't care. You ain't rooting for Teddy. Nah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even a formidable villain right now. He just in the middle of a love story and shit. So I think they just wrote themselves out the game thus far in this motherfucking piece. Maybe they saved all the energy for the finale. Or maybe they knew this was the last season, and you know what I'm saying? Niggas kind of checked out, don't give a fuck. But, you know, it's just disjointed, you know what I mean? And maybe it's supposed to feel disjointed. I could understand that. It's just that, you know, the chaos of crack, you know what I'm saying, is taking over. But, again, even in the chaos, somebody should have, remained solid in some kind of way. Nobody's solid. You know what I'm saying? We feel like maybe V the solid one. I don't know, but we feel like she might run off with the 70 mil too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what the thought is. You know her mom's is about to slide on them.
You know
what
I'm saying? So
yeah, man.
It's like, you gonna sit down and you ain't even got nobody to root for no more. Louis is the ultimate bad guy. Jerome is all the way out. Peaches is gone. But interesting thing, I saw somewhere where Lauren London was supposed to be Louie and
D-Ray was supposed to be Jerome. It's a good thing that didn't happen.
I'm glad they changed that out. You know,
man.
Jerome wouldn't, I mean, Peaches wouldn't have been a good Jerome. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Lauren wouldn't have been a good
Louie.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, am I bugging? Or does V not look pregnant no more? Or maybe I'm not looking hard enough. She ain't moving around like that, you would think.
That baby ain't she would growing.
That baby is chilling. That baby is not been. That baby has not been to the table read. That baby has been cut out the script. Because I'm just peeping. I don't see her as a pregnant woman. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just not looking close enough. Maybe the way they shooting her or whatever. But these few, like, and that's what I'm saying, my bugging, because like the couple moments that I see her on the runway over here stopping my man in the middle of the street, tell him, yo, I had a crush on you and all of that shit, she don't appear like she's with child.
Right.
Maybe I'm tripping, but maybe they, I don't know, wardrobe, makeup, whatever the fuck. I don't know. But anyway. My bad. Keep
maybe
going.
That's on purpose. Maybe she ain't really pregnant no more. I don't know. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we don't supposed to feel like she pregnant because she ain't going to never give birth because she going to dip out. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? She's sure enough running the, I mean, if she running the game, boy, she running the strong one because he asked for the mama to come into the play.
Yeah, yeah. No, he got.
You know what I'm saying? He asked for her to come.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
Set it up. That was a long con.
Yeah,
that
but.
Was a long con. Yeah.
But shit. But who knew that Teddy would sap the money? You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, I guess con artists, they see the opportunity and move with it.
Uh-huh, they see it all, they see it all, it's chess.
Because she was all like, you know, I don't even want you to be in the game. Why are you in it anymore? I'm not, I didn't sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now she all in to go get the drug money, the laundered drug money back.
Mm-hmm, real fast.
From the CIA nigga.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's getting
it's
a little
like a cartoon
bugged.
Now.
Yeah, it's getting a little bugged out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they recreated the Friday scene and shit. With Leon whooping on Dion ass.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. It felt like, was it Cube and yeah. Debo?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. First of all, let's be honest. And this is why I say you can't have one foot in two different, like in each world.
Mm-hmm.
He should have killed Dion.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to beat this nigga Dion live for war. That's his shit. That's what it defines him. Fucking bench pressing and beating ass. And he took a look. That was some fucking David and Goliath ass whipping shit.
Mm-hmm.
He got it. And he, you know what I mean? He already told Leon, as long as you don't get in my motherfucking lane, he should have shot that motherfucker because he's coming back with a vengeance. And that could be it. And to your point, it almost feels fruitless to root for Leon and Wanda, but if there are people that I would root for, it's those two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like they shot themselves in the foot by coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate. It's pretty much, I don't want to say it's a foregone conclusion, but it really feels like it's over for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's over for them, but who knows? Peaches, I don't think Peaches is coming back. I don't think he's coming back. I don't know for what. How many episodes we got left? Four, maybe? Three? Mm-hmm. Some shit. So, like, I don't know what his role would be. Even if he comes back, does he have to, I mean, like, if he ran off with all of that shit, that opens up a whole nother storyline. Now we want to go kill Peaches. That kind of dilutes whatever's going on. The Oso situation at the bar with his man. What's going to happen now? Is Oso going to turn again? Like, what's that about? What else we missing? The moment, it was ridiculous. This was funny. When Franklin and Kane are kicking it in the house, and then they get ambushed. And then, you know, first of all, that shit was just so ridiculous. It just was like some video game shit. They in the kitchen talking. Oh, get him. Turn this way. Boom, catch this cat. Boom, catch this cat. What was so funny is after he shot the cat, he spit on his ass before he ran.
Yeah.
That shit was silly.
I mean, listen, man. Yeah. This is the whole buddy cop fucking film we got going on here with him and Kane. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
who couldn't walk an episode ago, barely.
You know, he said he a medical miracle, you know. That's how they started. Well, they started the episode off. He said, I mean, either they full of shit or I'm a medical miracle. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't no motherfucking medical miracle. So, you know, he was healing himself. You know what I'm saying? The man is a lion out here in these streets. Nigga is strong. He's healing himself. So, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the hospital bed in the living room. But, you know what I'm saying? My man, I'm getting good, you know. But, you know, the cats come in to shoot him up. You know, Franklin is busting off. You know what I'm saying? Come on, nigga, let's go. And the car just happened to be pulling up in the back with the door open. Like, I'm not sure why them niggas ain't come help shoot, but whatever.
I'm on getaway.
Yeah,
chill.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Just all, everything's just all simple. Yeah, fuck him and your nephew. You know, yeah, come on, man. Like, come on. This nigga been holding him down for 8-15 years or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just right quick, you automatically go straight to the other side. Okay. Cool, but damn, that shit should have took more than a scene. You know what I'm saying? That's like some Power Universe time.
Yeah. And that was it. We didn't really see much Jerome and Louis outside of that one scene that I could think of. They do anything else?
Nah, they ain't gonna dump up the shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think we got enough on that. Let's take it all the way out to the motherfucking Detroit. E-Course. Freaknik. You know what I mean? Let's go.
That was this episode, Freaknik?
That was this episode, yeah. Freaknik was this episode.
That shit was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like how they shot it, though. I do like how they shot and they used the camcorder filter. You know what I'm saying? Recreated the feel of it, you know. There's a lot of going on in this episode. There's a whole lot of shit popping off in this episode. So Meech and T, their plan is to go down to Freaknik. They bring in B Mickey. The plan is kill him down there. Kill him down there. Come back too deep. They got some women with them. You know what I'm saying? They out there racing Corvettes. These motherfuckers switch up a whip, boy. They got all types of whips.
They went from nothing to something, boy. One episode flat, nigga. They was down to one car, nigga.
They get into it. They are having a blast. So, boom, they drag racing on the damn highway and all of this shit going into Atlanta, going to Freaknik. Meet up with their connects down there. They got their guy from home. Mm. What's my man's name?
Ty Washington. They say his whole
Washington.
Name.
Ty Washington.
And Ty Washington, you know, This is black people, you know, in certain regions, they like to say your first and last name. But Ty Washington ain't really one of them kind of names. If your name Ty, that's your name Ty, nigga. Unless it's three Ties, and then it's black Ty, you know what I'm saying, Ty Washington, and you know what I'm saying, and light skin Ty.
Typically. Typically, it might be. This was back in the old days where there was a good amount of ties.
Right. But there's we only know one, Ty Washington,
we
okay?
We only know this Ty. Yeah. And maybe they've been calling him Ty Washington because all the ties is back in Detroit. Used to, you know what I mean?
Word.
So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Ty, Pop City Anthem. So, they go down there. They link up with Ty. They say, yo, Ty, we're trying to set up shop down here. Ty's immediately on the defense. Like, hold on, nigga. Wait, don't encroach on what I got going on here. You see these views? You see how I'm living, nigga? I don't need no more competition. There's that. Then they also go meet up with Goldie, you know. They sitting up in her, another one of her spots, or go to her spot for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I noticed about this Bodique shit, for one hot second, Meech go to the bathroom, but he come back through, and he see homegirl, he see the woman on the floor, help me, help me. Yo, for a hot second, I thought it was sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I guess maybe I'm thinking more with a contemporary lens.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, this how she getting her money too?
Right.
And then, then she go in there and she start hugging her, kissing on her. At first, I thought she was going to hit her with the backhand.
Right.
I thought it was going to be precious too. Yeah, exactly. I thought she was going to hit her with a hard backhand. Boom, get your ass back in the bed and don't you, you know. But that's her sister. Sister got, look like got AIDS and probably ain't going to make it.
Right. Now, but, the missed opportunity in that in that scene was that, you know, because everything's just moving so fast, you're just rushing through all these different scenarios, you're bringing in these characters, the diversity hires and all the kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? That you don't get an opportunity to really feel how fucking scary AIDS felt during that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. It was real COVID-like.
Yeah, it was very scary. You really thought AIDS could just jump off on you and you could die. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how crazy.
No, I mean, how it was treated. Right. It felt very COVID-like.
Right, just right.
Had to quarantine. But yeah, no, right. Back in the day, yeah, especially early on, yeah. Nah, that shit was the killer.
Right.
You know, the killer.
Yeah. It's like scary as fuck, you know what I'm saying? To see that shit. And
lesions and all that shit, yeah.
Right, nigga, shit. I ain't gonna divert from the story, but I used to push patients, you know what I'm saying? And Miami had just built a HIV wing at Jackson Memorial Hospital. And it was like brand new building and shit, but that shit felt like the most scariest building in the whole hospital.
Yeah.
And I had a patient every week I had to go get. She was pretty much like Goldie's sister in that she had lesions and stuff. So them shits was all over her body, nigga.
Right.
She'd get on your stretcher and leave all blood spots. She'd be like, ah, Lord. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? They missed that opportunity to really highlight, you know, that what was going on in America at that time. But go ahead.
So we see that. We see them going down to Freaknik. We also, there's a couple things that's going on. Like, so let's talk about Freaknik. So we're going down to Freaknik. They're also trying to set up to kill B. Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I appreciate about B. Mickey's a good character. I've said this before. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the better fleshed out characters.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely got an arc that you cannot invest in. B. Mickey got intuition. He's not going to just all the way pull the shit over on him. You know what I mean? He see the shit coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even little moments, and I don't know if how deliberate it all was, but there were moments when, like, when he's at Goldie's house, I noticed Meech didn't introduce him by name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I forget what he said, but it was kind of like something along the lines of one of the homies, like the help kind of shit. Like, he ain't, you know, don't even worry about him type shit. He ain't going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There was another time at Freaknik where Meech was, you know, dapping cats up and they introduced B. Mickey. I'm not sure if he introduced him by name. I think he might have.
He introduced him by name and B. Mickey was like, yeah, damn, nigga, you gonna say my whole name on this bitch?
Oh, I ain't even catch that part because I definitely.
Yeah, Pete B. Mickey response when he say, yeah, this my man's B. Mickey. And he like, yeah, damn, nigga.
Like, damn, you put my whole shit out there. Okay. I didn't peep that, but I did peep that he didn't get that nigga no pound. You know what I'm saying? He definitely looked at him, looking at him, and it was what it was. That was the moment. It wasn't no, yo, peace, good to meet you, whatever, whatever. He just looked at this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, B. Mickey has never been gun shy.
This
nigga is trigger happy.
That nigga busts his gun now, nigga. Shit.
He ready to go. He's ready to go. He was like, yo, that's a little long for a bullet, but we'll do this. We in the middle of Freaknik, nigga. You don't need to do this. And nigga, what happened happened anyway.
That nigga said that name a little long for a bullet, nigga.
But we'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. I said, oh shit, this nigga is crazy. So then boom. They do the little Freaknik shit, wind up firing one of their mans at Freaknik. They got fired at Freaknik.
The PA nigga.
Yeah. Got fired on your day off. So that nigga got fired at Freaknik. He's sick. So they get into it with the roster.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit all makes me listen. It makes me reminds me of what record is that? What is that record? Then the Jay-Z record on, is it on Reasonable Doubt? When you got the roster like, we have a rump with? He said, a gun in your face and it's all you could come up with? You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, I don't remember that.
I can't call it. Yeah, that shit is too funny, man. That's all that was in my mind. But anyway, my man was sick. So he's like, nah, but he ain't standing down. You know what I mean? He runs shit where they at. You know, blase skip, spit on the floor. It is what it is. It's war. You going to kill me or you going to have to deal with me? Mm-hmm. So, boom, he go off. This ain't the last of me. You know, that type of shit. So, I feel like around that time is when T is meeting with old trucker hat, the killer, the trucker hat. Like, listen, this is what we need you to do. He said, ain't shit, nothing. We can make that happen. Blase skip. We go back to Ty Washington's house, his high rise, his domesticated living situation. His domicile, exactly, exactly, with the baby and his baby, you know, who is young Miami, young Miami. Yeah, old Carisha. Oh, Carisha, the thespian. So he definitely tones it down around the nuclear family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Magic City. Carisha heard that shit from the motherfucking kitchen.
Hold up now.
Meet you a bad influence. We don't be doing that shit around here. Baby, can I go? Yeah, you could go. You know what I'm saying? She gave him permission, signed the slip. He wound up going out to the shit. He wound up going out to the little, to the Magic City.
Let's get into the Magic City, right?
Okay, go ahead. Take
of course, nobody wins except for Meech ever. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga is the Fonz.
Just walk straight into the back room into some pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But this probably the most responsible show on fucking cable TV. The nigga actually had a rubber on, though.
Yep.
But I don't know why they felt the need to have to show it for, you know what I'm saying, an extended 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, it went crazy.
This is uncomfortable. Like, God damn it, okay, shit, I get it. But God damn it, can we keep it moving, nigga? We in the strip club.
We know the origin of his name now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And I'm curious if that's some real shit or if that's just some TV shit.
Why are you curious, that is, though?
Not curious like that, pause. Take it easy. But what I'm saying is, if they trying to do that, because that's, is that part of his legend? Like, or is that some shit that they made for the situation?
Right, right, right.
All right.
Either way, the nigga is just winning. You know what I'm saying? The nigga is insta-win. You know what I'm saying? No, taking no L's, man.
Fucking somebody that's totally unfamiliar to the situation. Like, he never met this girl a day in his life. He's fine. Nobody is at the door holding him down. He already know B. Mickey don't got a gun. And he's just going to live life.
He live life. You know what I'm saying? He got robbed in the motherfucking St. Thomas, St. Croix, whatever the fuck they was at.
You would think. You would think.
But nah. He don't lose. So even when he lost that, he won. He won 300 bricks, you know what I'm saying, in the plug. So I guess Meech feel like shit, it's worth the risk.
Yeah, he living on the edge. That nigga, you know, it's the Fonz. That's Fonzarelli.
Yeah.
So now T in the back with old trucker hat. They not fucking with B. Mickey. Left B. Mickey. Well, who else was in there? Was Ty with B. Mickey for a hot second? Or where was Ty at?
He was in there, but I don't know where he was at. I don't remember.
Because B. Mickey came in clear. Damn, I ain't got my gun on me. I feel naked. Da 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 da. You ain't got to have your gun, nigga. This is the fucking strip club. Enjoy yourself, Blase Skip. I'll be right back. So now, this nigga, Spider Senses, is like, nah. Who is this? This nigga in the back talking to T. T don't fuck with me. Like, T don't make it. He's not quiet about not fucking with B. Mickey.
Right.
Did he also say we should kill this nigga? Did they have?
Yeah, they had that moment again later. Well, nah, that's when they was gonna kill him.
That's later. Yeah. But did they have a moment like that prior? In front of B. Mickey,
they probably at the record store, like, or something like that. Where the fuck this nigga been? You know, I don't know if B. Mickey was there. You know, B. Mickey be in and out so much, you don't know where the fuck he be. But the nigga is very streetwise and under. You know what I'm saying? The nigga. He know what's happening. You know what I mean? He could peep. He peep game. You know, shit. He just, you know, got in a bad situation with the old lover boy police ass nigga.
Bryant.
So
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just adding to what you were saying, but boom. He peeped the situation, but then, you know what I'm saying, niggas came to spray the shit up. Who did the drive-by? Was that the Jamaican?
I think it was a combination of both. I think Trucker was about to shoot B. Mickey, and then the drive-by niggas came and shot everybody.
Who was the drive-by niggas, though?
That's the Jamaican.
Oh, that was the niggas who said. No, that's the niggas who said, who these niggas coming in town look like they rolling. They was like on some belly shit. I don't like that shit.
No, but that's the same nigga from the Freaknik thing.
That was the Dread?
Yeah, he was like, yo, this nigga got the nerve to be at the spot after they had the whole shit at the Freaknik thing.
So that's who shot
Remember
shit
my face.
Yeah, that's who shot shit.
Remember my face shit. Yeah.
So, boom. So everybody gets shot. Trucker don't get to get his shots off. You know what I'm saying?
Does Trucker get killed? Trucker gets killed.
B-Mick shot Trucker?
No, did B-Mickey have his gun by that point, which was odd because he didn't have a gun.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think he had his gun, but Trucker got shot and killed, right?
I don't know. None of it matter because Ty Washington got killed.
Ty Washington went out. Boom. Dead.
Right.
Nasty.
So now...
shouldn't have went to the strip club.
B-Mick knew that Trucker had the hit on him because he pulled his weapon, and before he could blast, you know what I'm saying, the drive-by came through. So now they got to go... tell motherfucking Ty Washington old lady that he's no longer.
Which that scene has been getting a lot of a lot of play on that nigga going in on, because it's Carisha's acting. Niggas felt like it was a little nervous. As one tweet said, Carisha make Lala and Cash Doll look like Viola Davis.
I was about to say, because them niggas ain't doing no hell of an acting either. Now stop it.
I mean, and it was her and it was Lil Meech, and they are probably the least. Yeah, so it was one of them moments where they got to the shit, and it was just a funny little scene. She cried a little bit, slapped the shit out of him. Bow!
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah,
but I want them to pay. Right, get the fuck out of my house. But make the niggas pay. So now, this is what I don't understand. How they end up on the rooftop on the helipad with B-Mick and T and Meech. Meech came up by himself. I don't even know if they're in the same building. I don't even know why would B-Mick even ride with these niggas after what happened. You know what I'm saying?
I thought they was on the water. I didn't remember, but there ain't no water in Georgia.
Ain't no water in Atlanta.
Not like that. They ain't even Atlanta. I was gonna say Lake Lanier. I didn't realize they was on top of a building.
Yeah, they on a. That's a helipad that they standing on.
Okay. I didn't catch that. So, I didn't realize that's where they was at. Yeah, okay.
So I don't know how they got up there, what building they was on. It was just one of them magical power universe, you know what I'm saying, teleports.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're now in the metaverse. So they got guns drawn on B-Mick. B-Mick got his pistol. You know what I'm saying? T off to the side. Kill a nigga. Kill his ass. You know what I'm saying? Meech like, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Meech pull a Franklin.
We family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit. We ain't want to shoot, but he can't shoot. So he just, frustration ass nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think they probably should have took us back at least one scene where motherfucking we could see the origin story of B-Mick and Meech. Because, again, we don't know if this nigga is really protecting him or is he, you know what I'm saying?
Love him?
Yeah, why he love him so much or if he really planned it along. I don't know because we don't have enough context to really know, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas went to kindergarten together. Shit, I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's funny with the Meech character because he is like the most benevolent kingpin of all time. You know what I'm saying? We don't kill our brothers. We love each other. We don't, this is not what we do. You know what I mean? Even when niggas is dead ass wrong and all of this other shit. Even when the plan was to kill the guy, we can't kill him. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a weird thing. I guess they grew up together. I don't know exactly what was the initial connection, but he go hard for B. Mickey. Now B. Mickey did save his life though, right? In season one, saved his life maybe twice. Meech don't never die. So his life is never really in danger. You realize that three episodes in. But I think in the first season, I want to say there was a shooting and B. Mickey wound up killing somebody for him.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then obviously this season when they go up in homie's girl's spot to catch her cheating, he kills the guy that was about to kill Meech. So that's at least two on the board. But you know what I mean? So there's that. I don't know. But he definitely has, he's like a brother.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah, so I guess that was the BMF.
Well, no. We still got
Mr. Charles.
We got Mr. Charles, and we got Pastor, and we got Mabel and Lucille, which might have been the best fucking scene out the whole shit.
Yeah. Back in Detroit.
Yeah, back in Detroit, shit is unraveling.
Hitting the fan.
Oh, and we got Lamar and Mo.
Ah,
a couple things going on. That's
Lamar and Mo come over there with that old cockamamie ass scheme. How you gonna introduce a nigga to crack in the middle of, you know what I'm saying? Like, introduction to crack ain't in the heat of the moment type of thing. Hey, why don't you smoke this crack? Nigga, I don't smoke crack.
You know, I've kind of heard that happens a lot of times. Crack and women.
Yeah,
you know, especially some sex shit, kind of. That's a lot of times. I mean, you know,
I
that
get that.
Moves around.
I get that, uh-huh. But that ain't like, you know what I'm saying. Like, okay, that's some shit leading up to. You know what I'm saying. You could be teasing it along the way. You know what I'm saying. But you got a hardened ass gangster hustler ass nigga, and you gonna just pop the crack on him. You know what I'm saying. Shit, you might as well have just tainted the shit that he normally do. He gonna snort the coke with you. You could have fucking tainted the coke.
He bought the coke though. He brought the coke in, right?
Yeah, but
she didn't have it. So he came to party a little bit because he knew she liked the party.
Wait, did he say that or did she pull it up? I got it.
Maybe that was because I know he came with the $30,000 check.
Yeah.
And he also came with, this is my thing. Do you think was the crack was what made him come to his senses, or do you think that he was lining her up in the first place? Do you really think he had a $30,000 check for her?
I mean, he gave it to her, but I don't think he got a bank account.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like all of that shit was some stunt shit. I don't think that was for real.
Yeah, but
go ahead.
The crack definitely gonna make, because like, I don't do crack, and then she kept pressing it. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, well, then you hit it. They use a lot of age-old tropes in this joint. You know what I'm saying? Well, in Snowfall and in BMF, because Snowfall had the Friday situation, and then this was the deep cover situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hit it first.
Well, see, that was the thing that threw me off, because I'm like, was it even crack?
No, it was something laced. It was whatever. If it was crack, it was laced with something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why she started choking and shit. It's like,
oh, so she did start choking a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was like,
okay. I thought that was just, you know, hitting the crack pipe.
Nah. That's how you knew she was playing him, because she started reacting to the shit she tried to get him.
Yeah, but that's what made him snap.
But the crazy part is, bitch, you got a gun.
Had a gun for three episodes.
You know what I'm saying? All you had to do, you ain't even had to do the crack move. You could have just started riding a nigga and then pulled your weapon. While he had his eyes closed. Well, his thing might not have got hard, so damn, that might have been tough. But you could have gave him a massage or something and then popped him in the back of the head. I don't know. Shit.
Wait till the nigga went to sleep.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Had a good time letting nigga go to sleep.
Yeah. She didn't know. She shouldn't have really been tasked with that, to be totally honest with you. I'd always thought that she was just the person to run into friends and get him to the spot, and then meet somebody was going to pull up and then kill a guy. That's what I always thought the thing. I didn't know that she was, until last week we talked about it, I didn't know that she was the one that was supposed to pull the trigger. I think that's a little out of her depth. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we obviously
volunteered for the, like, fuck it, I could do this.
I thought when she said that, I thought she was like, he trusts me, I could get him over here. I could basically smoke him out. You know what I mean? Not in the crack way, but I could get him out, you know what I mean, out of his hide, and he'll come through, he'll be relaxed around me. Mm-hmm. Kind of how Mama Saint be doing, like that be home base. I thought that was going to be the setup.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I didn't think that, you know, Yeah, she should have just shot this motherfucker a bunch of times, but she's obviously not a killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he choked her all the way out. Choked out or killed in her 5411s. So there that was.
Mm-hmm.
Then he fucked up, picked up the phone when his daughter called like an idiot. That's going to fuck him up, but I mean, it is what it is. All right, so let's go back to... This was the crazy shit. Mr. Charles is dying in there. Like, you know, he now is terrible for him. You know what I mean? He got caught cheating.
Yeah.
Now, mom's stepping out in the gown that meets them border.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The real little whatever, the gold.
Sequence joint.
Lamp, you know what I mean? Whatever the piece was, come out talking about and had the motherfucking nerve to be going out with the pastor. Pass the pistol. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga like, hey, Brother Flannery, you know what I'm saying? That was whack because he already, you know what I'm saying? So look, he already know where you stand. So now he like, what up? So, yeah, I don't got no curfew. Don't wait up for me.
Like, nigga, where you going? Nigga, don't worry about where I'm going.
Night, night, nigga. Night, night is the worst. Night, night. Ah, that Nicole is like, man, I done cooked some food. Come get a plate, nigga. Take this. Please take you out your misery, nigga. Come over here and have some of this food I made.
Yeah.
He's sick.
Yeah.
He's sick. So then they go over there, her and the pastor, at the motherfucking coffee shop.
Well, I thought they was at dinner. Then,
well, dinner, but it looked like a little, like a, yeah, it was dinner. It felt a little lit, like a coffee shop, though.
Nah, they just had the light.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe it was, okay.
Nah,
okay,
it looked so like a restaurant, like they was at a restaurant.
Okay. So, pastor, you know, he ain't there. He ain't trying to console her, but then also lay hands on
him. Put them paws on
him. Uh-huh. So, he say, yo, you know, he try to make the move. She's like, I don't see, this is the weird thing. This is what kind of threw me a little bit. Like, but it's interesting because I peeped a lot about Lucille. She activated a different type of mode in this episode. But I guess she's trying to play everybody. You know what I'm saying? She's using the pastor as a pawn to make Charles upset. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then when the pastor thinking that it's on go, she's like, hold on, fam. I'm not here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm dressed and available, you know what I'm saying? Making it look like we on a date. But no.
Yeah, she was
I'm
going
just
to
here
consult
for counseling.
She just went to consult with
the
pastor.
Yeah, but you could have done that in the damn church. We ain't got to get no consultation after dark.
We don't know who initiated the consultation.
What you mean?
I mean, pastor may have been like, you know, why don't we, you know, take it to the restaurant? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they love that. They love that vague. They wanted us to feel this way.
Yeah, but that was her equivalent of the Freakum dress. Because remember when she first got the dress, she was like, I don't know where I'm going to wear this to. I don't think the first thing she was going to say was fucking a consult with my pastor. That don't seem like no pastor appropriate ass shit unless... You trying to make it look like shit. Yo, don't wait up.
Right.
Something could happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So when he go to make the move, she's like, nah, I'm not here for that. And then my man was like, yo, take that right back to where you came from and split that right down the middle. I thought that shit was a funny little Snoop moment.
Yeah, that was kind of corny. It was like a break the fourth wall moment.
You thought so?
Yeah, you know, it's just like the you know what I'm saying, my East Side ways, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of weird.
Oh, they was breaking the fourth wall.
It wasn't.
East Side,
it wasn't,
see that.
But it to me, it felt that way. It wasn't, but it felt.
It felt too funny. Felt like he was going for a laugh.
Yeah, it felt like, you know what I'm saying, like they did the whole scene for that line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now,
fair enough.
Take this
fair
back
enough.
Get it in the air. Like, come on, Pastor. Yeah. That's wild ass shit. The lady already said she worked at the Wendy's.
Yeah, well, you know. You see, well, you already see how the pastor get down. Because remember, I don't know if it was they showed a clip. I saw a little montage of the pastor. But you remember the one scene where he getting paid by the drug dealers in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he go up to the front because Charles brought his lunch. He said, hey, man, I only got $5. here you go. Mm-hmm. See that nigga, you know, he's a crooked motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And he ain't about to part with no paper if he don't have to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So boom, there that go. That was, I thought it was a funny little moment. And then now, Mabel come over, bring back the frying pan, and then, you know, Lucille's crying and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mabel trying to get up out of there because she feel crazy. So Mabel's like, well, I got some tissue for you. Dip in a bag. Pulls out the matchbook from the Easy Motor Inn, mm-hmm. which would be an ill t-shirt now, but the Easy Motor Inn. So now Lucille puts the shit together.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dope little scene. I thought she was going to hit her with the gong show. I thought it was going to be a real frying pan type moment, right. But I like how she played it, like how she kept the threat alive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Said everything she could say. You know what I mean? Like, da 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 da, this is what happened. You stay away from my family, or it's going to be on site up and down the block, whatever, whatever. Then I'm posted up by the door with the shit ready just to let it go. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of got to cower up out of here. And then she dip. And then she go and break the guitar. You know what I mean? And then Pops come downstairs.
Daddy, just go.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Daddy, just go.
Just go. You've done enough. That's the worst. Nigga got laid off. He's just as bad as the nigga at Freak Nick. You're fired, nigga. Go home. You're fired. It's enough. You've done too much. Take the pony t-shirt on and go.
Daddy, so, just go. God damn.
And he had to sit with it. He had to take that in. He had to really take that in and consider that. Like, damn. You might be right, Nicole. I have done too much.
There ain't nothing else for you to do.
No, that's a wrap.
You can fuss. You're probably going to get violent because you at the edge. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing mm-hmm. else. You can't stop her. You're going to grab her, try to hold her back. Like, what the fuck? Nothing else to do, man. Go on back to the easy rest motel.
Mm-hmm.
Put a quarter in the bed. Try to rock yourself to sleep.
I don't know. But it's funny, though, because they need each other, at least financially. You know what I'm saying? Unless, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens sometimes. Motherfuckers say they're not in love no more, but they live because they've carved out this life together that they can't really do independent of each other.
Yeah, mama going to get some bread from Meech.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess. You know I guess. Yeah, I guess.
Pops, you know what I'm saying? Go work for tea somewhere doing something at the car wash, I guess.
But that means they both got to compromise their values and principles.
Mr. Charles already compromised, dog.
Yeah.
He was in a strip club compromised, dog. He got caught in the strip club by his son, nigga. Your values have been compromised all the way.
Yeah.
Ain't no turning back.
mm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no turning back, man. And with the mama, it's, you know, she just got to accept. She wore the dress to see the pastor. Shit, she accepted that gift. You know what I'm saying? Might as well get a little renovation or something.
She took the drive-through money. Yeah. She take a little bit here and there.
Yeah, now Charles ain't in the way to be play-hating on his son. So, shit.
Yeah.
It's a complicated thing, that crack era, you know?
Yeah. So there that go. You got any speculation?
Speculation. B. Mick going back to kill Bryant some kind of way. I don't know if he's going to be successful.
Bryant kid. That was that moment. Yeah. Bryant's kid was
But B. Mick, you know, blames Bryant for his mom dying. You know what I'm saying? You know, Bryant made the threat. I'm going to put her back in the shithole. And then she got back there and died. Right, like, wasn't my fault. You know, I guess, you know, K-9, whatever they're going to be doing with that, that's going to put Meech under fire. He probably going to tell him that Meech is the plug now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they already did, right? Didn't they kind of already do that? That was the thing when they was leaving?
I don't remember.
He was like, yeah, these photos work the charm. He must have said something. Remember he was walking out because he was like, after T was got off the phone.
That wasn't
like,
K-9. That was
Boom.
That was Keisha, Markeisha.
Right. So he's the one. He done said some shit.
Yeah, so he done let it be known. Now that T let it be known and shit, that he was the man, he was the plug, that everybody was going to have to get it from him. So
Dennis, yeah. And it's also the detective. She's already peeping that this nigga Bryant is moving funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she might, I don't know if she's going to go against him, but she's on some real detective shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he trying not to, you know, put everything. He not trying to be transparent. I think she even said that. Mm-hmm. You got a funny way of transparency. So we're going to see what happens.
She on his ass.
She might throw him under the bus.
I mean, she might have always been trying to throw him under the bus.
Maybe. All right. So that's that.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else we got? That's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, shit, as always, tell a friend. Oh, actually, hold on. This weekend, I'm going to be in McKinney, Texas, right outside of Dallas at the Comedy Arena on Friday and Saturday. I got two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Come through, tickets on sale. We'll put them on the website, yeah, at the Comedy Arena, McKinney, Texas. If y'all are here, y'all listening, come out. It's going to be a good time. And until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.